Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You know, we're getting very efficient with this thing because Dan Lanning just called.
Boom.
And boom, he's on the air.
Synergy.
Coach, can you read us?
I love the efficiency, man. Love it.
You know what? I think it's you, man. You make us better. You make us better by calling in on time all the time. Because what happened was our producer said, you know what? I'm just going to cut out the update because I know Dan Lanning's going to call right on time. And sure enough, you were there 15 seconds later.
There you go.
Pretty amazing. Well, is it just us or has the schedule... has the schedule been a little choppy this year? I mean, I was just looking back. You have some East Coast trips, a couple of byes, both in the second half. You had a Friday game. Has it been a little weird? Is that out of rhythm for you, or is it just a week-to-week thing?
Yeah, weird has become normal for us. We're good with it.
Yeah. It's. I mean, being a creature of habit, I mean, does anything change? I know last week with the short day, or is at this point, like, you have all of that stuff already mapped out?
Yeah, certainly some things change and adapt, but you plan it out certainly in advance. So, you know, preparing for Minnesota on a short week was a little bit different. Knowing that you're going to have a recovery day there the day after that game was a little different, but you already planned that out. You knew that you were going to put that there and create some time for your players.
I know that, you know, you play injuries pretty close to the vest. USC is pretty banged up as well. When you're looking at that, and a lot of those injuries last week against Iowa, two of their best defensive players, actually three of their best defensive players, does that change at all how you prepare? Do you prepare, is it the same regardless of who's out there? Or do you kind of look at that and say, hey, if these guys can't go, maybe this part of the game plan shifts a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You try to prepare for every scenario. And, you know, when you lose players, you have to play differently. You know, we certainly played differently in some ways when we played Iowa and we were down some guys and played differently last week, you know, against Minnesota, and we were down some guys. So I think you try to look at it from the lens of, okay, what will this change for them, and probably prepare for both. You don't prepare less. You just prepare for all scenarios. Yeah.
Have you met with game day yet? And did you give Herb Street an ear flick for picking Iowa to beat you?
I haven't. But, you know, I never get upset when people do their, you know, they're doing their job. That doesn't bother me one bit. My 12-year-old son, like, he has enemies. Right, it bothers him. But, they don't play. You know, they're not playing the game, so they really don't get to decide who wins by what they say. You know, so I'll never be upset for somebody, you know, picking another team. That's their prerogative,
and
probably means, hey, we need to be able to play even better to, you know, to earn that opportunity for them to pick us. But you know, if you told me somebody picked against us every single week and we won every game, I would pick that scenario every day.
Right.
Right. So who cares?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true, and you can use it. You know, you can use it in your favor.
Yeah, a little fuel, right?
So your 12-year-old keeps a list, huh?
He's got a he can hold a grudge a little bit. He can hold a grudge.
Has it been an adjustment? Like when you came here, obviously you were a known commodity at Georgia, but certainly your life has changed over the last 4 years. Has that been an adjustment? Something you've had to talk to with your boys that, hey, Dad's, you know, things have changed. Like we're not a defensive coordinator anymore.
They're pretty self-aware, I think. So I don't, I don't have to spend a lot of time on that conversation, but they know, you know, like, hey, things might get said at school, that you might have to deal with some stuff, but we don't spend a lot of time on it.
Now, I have a personal question for you because I know how competitive you are. We all know how competitive you are. How do you stay so calm on the sideline?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, I don't know that I always am, but I try to say what's the best case scenario for us, you know, in a lot of situations. And, you know, when things aren't going the way you want them to go, chaos doesn't always create success. So, those are the things I try to think about. And I always tell our players the next play is the most important play. And I just don't think as a coach, if you're riding the wave, that you're going to be able to, you know, create calm in the chaos for the next play. So, everything for me is a decision about what's going to get us the result that we want, right? And if I thought jumping around and acting crazy would help that, you know, I probably hurt us in some ways. I've noticed, you know, we don't get a ton of pass interference calls against us. And there's some coaches that do a great job of, you know, working the sideline, working the officials, and they truly do get more calls that way. I've always kind of thought, like, if you treat the officials with respect and don't act crazy, that you might get more calls. I don't think that's true. I think maybe I should jump around and act crazy a little bit more. But I also think that sends the wrong message to your players, right? Like, don't let them have an impact on the game. So there's probably moments that I could be a little bit crazier and there might be a benefit to it. But ultimately, I think your players, your staff, they respond to a sense of calmness of like, okay, we've been here before. This is how you're supposed to act.
It's so funny. I was just – you brought that up. The Lions defensive coordinator was asked about that today. The Detroit Lions have not had a defensive pass interference called on one of their receivers. And they were asking about that very thing about, you know, cause you know, should you be calm and work it when that's, I didn't know that was something like coaches actually sat around and thought about, but I saw that got brought up today in the Lions press conference that they don't get.
Yeah,
that
I actually brought it up. I won't say what game, but I brought it up in a game this season that, hey, this coach is going to work to get a call out of you. Like, you know, hold your ground, man. Like, have some poise here because he's going to try like crazy to get you to throw a flag, and it won't be deserving. And he did, and it worked. And when the guy came to my sideline the next half, I said, he got you. Busted. Like, you fell for it. I told you in pregame this would happen, and you fell for it. He still thought it was the right call. But I said, well, if I was allowed to show you the tablet right now, I'd show it to you, and you'd realize you made the wrong call. But I can't do that. So just know that he got you, so you owe me one.
Well, what if
I ever got it back?
What if you hired a work the officials coach?
Like a get back coach.
Yeah.
Work that into the budget.
Wouldn't you guys be willing to do that, you think?
Oh, of course.
Well, don't you have the strength? Who's the strength conditioning guy?
It always drives me nuts when I see everybody on the sideline like going crazy. Like it's kind of a pet peeve. So it's really against everything I believe in when, you know, you're – fourth strength coach is over there yelling at the official and you're just like, shut the hell up.
Right.
Like, let's get to the next play. Like, so I don't know that I'll ever have it, but maybe I need to have one guy designated as that guy. And he just complains about every call and everybody else on the sideline knows they're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there might be some, you know, something worth
some
that.
Some value. I mean, I don't think you have to scream and yell. I mean, you can.
Maybe like a guy who just whispers sweet nothings into the official's ear about
some
how.
Notes.
Yeah, this isn't fair.
All right.
Screaming and yelling seems like it works better, but I'm with you.
This is Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach with us here on The Fan. Let's talk about USC. I guess just generic question, what makes their offense so good?
Well, they have a balanced attack, and they can beat you in multiple ways, and they've done it this season. They can rush to win. They can throw to win. They've got talent with wideouts, and their quarterback's playing a really good game. And, you know, they're certainly explosive on offense. We'll be, you know, one of the best offenses we've seen this year. And, you know, defensively they play really sound, and they don't give up explosives. So all those things contribute.
Who do they most remind you of when you look at their offensive attack?
Yeah, at USC.
Yeah.
You saw Jeremiah Smith twice.
You didn't like that answer.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. He yeah, knows.
Remind me. Yeah, you knew it was coming. You knew. Know how I'm going to answer a question. You don't have to ask it.
Yeah. So you saw Jeremiah Smith a couple times last season. Certainly two different archetypes of receivers. But can you compare the challenges of defending Smith to the challenges of defending this guy, Mekhi Lemon?
Yeah, anytime you have a game-changing wideout, you're trying to ask yourself, how do you figure out a way to isolate that person, remove them from the game plan? It's tough when you play good offenses that move those people around, you know. And Mekhi's a guy that moves around a bunch in the slot and can be lined up in all different locations on the field. Jacoby Lane, no different, you know, two different wideouts in how they do things, but they're both really good players.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that I don't know how you're going to respond this time. So when DeCorian Moore is going to be featured in a documentary, which I think is great. When someone comes to this in this new era of NIL, and this is something where cameras are following around, and you guys are no stranger to cameras, you do your own, how much of that has to get cleared through the team? Like, what is the process, when someone, you know, comes to you, or who does come to you and suggest that this is something that may happen?
Yeah, there's just a lot of good, you know, healthy conversations about what this needs to look like and how does it operate and works for us. And I want to make sure that our guys have, if they get opportunities, you know, this is a place where we feel like, you know, you can have a stage and you can, you know, build a brand. And, you know, that's part of being able to come to Oregon. And not every program is going to be really welcoming to that. You know, I'd much rather be welcoming to it and have a good relationship with the people that are doing it. So ultimately, it can be a product that everybody's proud of.
So he has cameras following him this year?
Not all the time. No, it's not like an every day. But there's moments. And really, most of the time, you probably wouldn't even realize they're there.
Hmm. Interesting. What were you – so Mariota in town, Hall of Fame induction. Where were you when he was doing his thing at Oregon? That was 2014.
I got to see it firsthand a few times, but I got to see it firsthand when I was a GA at Arizona State. I remember us game planning for him, and I think he was a freshman at that time. We're like, oh, what? We're not going to let this freshman, you know, like, we're going to make him win the game, right? That's the only way that they're going to beat us is we're going to make sure that – and guess what? He did. He was unbelievable. Hmm. I mean, they had, I think, over 400 yards rushing that day, and he was super impressive, man. And when you meet the person, you're even more excited about the success that he's had and what he's created. He's an unbelievable human, and obviously a phenomenal player.
Do you when players come back like that? Obviously, do they get to spend time around the team? Is that something you encourage? Like,
Oh yeah. It's their team, right? They helped build it. They were a part of it. I saw Jonathan Stewart and Kenyon Barner there today at practice, and we want to have those guys back. We welcome them.
Do you like when game day's in town? Is there a little extra juice, or is it just another kind of commitment that you have to deal with?
Well, I think there's positives and negatives. There's it's certainly a positive, the attention it brings our university, the opportunity, you know, for players across the nation to be able to see us. You know, I think that's huge when they see the atmosphere. We all know how unbelievable the fans are here in Eugene and here at the University of Oregon. So it gives people a glimpse of that, which I think is great, but there's certainly pieces that come along with that. And you want to make sure it doesn't become a distraction, and probably doesn't help when your head coach goes on and takes his shirt off. That probably doesn't help, but you know, if you're going to have to deal with it, let's have fun with it, and let's bring some attention to our program, which is awesome.
Well, McAfee is like, he's like force of nature. Is he just,
you got me.
Is he just that guy that you just can't say no to?
He's an awesome dude. Yeah. He really is. And, you know, he's obviously been great for that show. I think he brings a lot of excitement to that show. And honestly, just a guy that I enjoy being around for sure.
Who's the college quarterback you remember watching most as a kid?
That's a good question. That I remember watching the most as a kid, like what it would, I guess it depends on like time period, you know. I kind of was paying pretty close attention to the time, like Todd Riesling and Chase Daniel were both battling there with the Mizzou Kansas games. Yeah. Those are games that kind of stick out to me. Just being a guy from Missouri, you know, I remember those were some pretty epic battles.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas, and that I still can't wrap my head around the fact that Kansas and Missouri played in a game at Arrowhead, and it was number one versus number two.
That was a wild one.
Didn't compute. Who's your favorite athlete from just any sport from your childhood?
I was a big Eddie George fan, believe it or not, and Bo Jackson. Like, Bo Jackson was, I was a big, big Bo Jackson fan. Okay. It's hard, though, because he played for the Raiders, and I'm a Chiefs fan, you know? So, I like, if you said who is my favorite Chiefs player of all time, it's Derek Thomas, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was the man.
Dude, that DT. He is criminal. He does not get talked about enough when we talk about true game wreckers.
No doubt.
Sad day when he went. Dan Lanning, catch the Oregon-USC game here on The Fan, 12:30 Saturday. Thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.